these two teams, and it was a wild 5 minutes and really a wild 60 minutes just in terms of two teams going back and forth. What are you expecting tonight against San Jose?
Yeah, I mean, they're one of the top teams in the league, obviously a very skilled lineup, and they play a hard game. They play pretty fast, so should be a good game for the fans to watch.
Just in terms of depth, they're one of the teams that really, like, one of the strengths of this team is just the fact that you guys can roll out line after line, D pair after D pair, and there's a lot of skill on that group. San Jose kind of the same way, just kind of as a defenseman, when you're in that type of game, is it almost easier because you're like, at this point, anybody jumping over the boards is a threat?
Yeah, I mean, it's easier than to, obviously you stay pretty sharp every shift when you know that it's a top team like that, and you know it's going to be a tight checking game, tight scoring game, so you prepare yourself mentally before the game and make sure you're ready to go for a full 60 minutes tonight.
Is there any adjustment or conversation inside the room after having the game like you guys did against Anaheim to make sure that everybody's mind is in the right spot coming up at 7 o'clock here tonight?
I don't think so, but it's just something that as you get some experience, you kind of prepare yourself for that next game. I mean, you go up 6-0 in the first period. It's just natural that your body's going to kind of, and mentally you're going to relax a little bit for the second and third, which is, it's not something you want to do, but it's just something that kind of naturally happens, and you're not as willing to block shots and take the hits and things like that. But you get a team like San Jose that comes in, it can wake you up in a hurry, and you can be, behind the eight ball if you're not ready to go off the jump.